Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Ayin Dalid. Today's daf has been sponsored by the Issover family in memory of Simcha Bat Shemuel. Ruach Hashem, Tanihena Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat, Acham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanihena Began Eden, Amen. We are starting on Ayin Gimal, Amud Sheni, two lines from the bottom. Gufa, we learned above. Amar Rav, en mavui nitar belechi vekora. A mavui does not become permissible by using a lechi or kora, meaning an adjustment at the door of the mavui that's facing the Reshut Rabin. One cannot rely on that adjustment until shiyu batim b'chaserot betuchim letocho. Rav's opinion was you need at least two chaserot and two houses in each one of the chaserot, and then already a mavui can be adjusted with a lechi or a kora. Shmuel Amar, however, Shmuel says, afilu bayit echad v'chaser achat. According to Shmuel, he is much more lenient. He says, even if you just have one house, even without a chatzir, and you have a chatzir with one house in it, and they are both opened up to the mavui, then already it still can be adjusted. We have a picture for that in our books. That would be number 240. Okay? Well, you see Shmuel's telling you, even if you have one house, that's on the left side, you see a house that's not even part of a chatzir. It's opened up to the mavui, and you see one house in a chatzir. So that's the leniency of Shmuel. Okay, comes again on Tzitzit. Shmuel Amar, afilu bayit echad v'chatzir echad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu churba. Even if the... we have picture number... No, we don't have a picture for that. But okay, no, we can figure it out ourselves. Afilu churba, which means, let's say, the... churba means a destroyed house, a dilapidated house, where there are no dwellers. Which means, if you have a chatzir that has a house in it, and it's open to the mavui, and on the other side you have a churba, not even a house where there's residence in it. Still, you can matir that mavui with a lechi or a kura. So because that we have a three-way machloket. Let's review the shitot. You have Rav, you have Shmuel, and Rabbi Hanan. Rav says you need two chatzirot with two batim in the chatzir. Shmuel says one chatzir with one house and then one house. And according to Rabbi Hanan, he comes along and says, even if you have a churba that's opened up on one side, and you have a chatzir on the other side that has one house, so then you can matir the mavui with a hayokora. Amale Abayel Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef clarity on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil shel keramim? Did he go so far to say that even if the chatzir is opened up to a pathway of a vineyard, which means maybe only a dilapidated house, because once it was a residency. But does he go so far to say even maybe if it just opened up to an area, let's say, of a vineyard, would that be considered also heter to... set the mavui up? Amale lo amar Rabbi Yochanan ela bechurba. No, he only said it when it's open to a churba, to a dilapidated house. Dehaze ledira, because at least it's surrounded by walls somewhat, where it can be worthy for dira, and therefore you can consider it a
dira to make the mavui mutal al yedei lechem yekor aval shvil shel keramim de lohati le dira lo, but the pathway of the vineyard, which is not usage, not usable for dwelling, obviously, so therefore that would not be considered an area of residence to matir the mavui. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana ve'azda Rabbi Yohanan le'tameh. Rabbi Yohanan is going according to his reasoning. Now we learned, and we're going to learn actually in the Mishnah later on, Daf Petit. Echad gagot, ve'echad karpifiyot, ve'echad chatzerot, rishut achat hen, lechelim sheshavtu letochan, ve'lo letkelim sheshavtu betoch habayit. We've learned this opinion in the name of Rabbi Shimon early in the Masechet. You have roofs, let's say, it's gagot. Karpifiyot would be like enclosed areas. Hatserot, as we know, hatser is a courtyard. Even if they belong to different people, they're considered one reshut, meaning one can jump from a gag to a hatser, to a karpif, even though, so long as he stays within those areas, even though they belong to different people, so long as the kelim were there before Shabbat. Let's say there was a keli on the roof going into Shabbat. So that keli is permissible to go from gag, to hatser, to karpef, and so on and so forth. That is mutar. But not for kelim that were in the house. Meaning you cannot go from the house to the roof, and then subsequently to these the shiyot. That is forbidden. Now let's remind ourselves. This was the Shitav Rabbi Shimon that held gagot, karpifiyot, and chatzerot. They're not places that are designated for dira, and therefore they're not used, obviously, permanently or commonly for usages, and therefore, even though we'll say the homes beneath them are considered separate entities, but these areas are not considered separate entities, even if they're owned by different people. Therefore, he holds it is permissible to carry from one area to the, unlike the houses. The houses, no, that's a resident. That already you need Eruv Haserot, etc. But the tops was really rather not used as a residence, and it's really a Reshut Yahid, these places over here. So it's permissible to jump from one area to the other area. Now the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rav, and Rav taught, Halakha k'Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, Halakha indeed follows this Shita that says it's permissible if the kelim were in the Hatzer. Before Shabbat, you can go from one to the other, but on condition. Vehu shelo irbu. This is only talking about where no eruv was made amongst the different hatserot. However, aval irbu, but let's say an eruv was made amongst the people in the hatser, gazrinan, we make a gezera, dilma ate le'apuke maneh debatim le'hatser. That maybe gezera, somebody will carry items from the house into the hatser, which means like this. In the case where you didn't make an eruv, let's say, between these two hatserot, so it's obvious you cannot, which let's say you have one private hatser, think about hatser to hatser, you have a hatser, so the members of that one individual hatser, they did not make an eruv amongst themselves. Beautiful. So if they didn't make an eruv amongst themselves, you cannot carry from the house into that hatser. None of the members of that hatzir can carry into that hatzir because there was no eruv done. Beautiful. So then in all likelihood, the items that you're going to see in that hatzir were there from before Shabbat. Because since you can't carry from the house to the hatzir, we're not concerned that this item might have been brought into the hatzir on Shabbat. And therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Shimon will be lenient, that what? I can take the item in this hatzir and go to another hatzir, because the assumption is going to be that item was in the hatzir from before Shabbat. However, in a case where the hatzir made an eruv, so now what? It's mutar to bring goods from the house to the hatzir. So the gezerah is going to be that what? You might take an item that was brought from the house into the hatzir and move it into an adjacent chatzer, which even according to the Bishimon is forbidden. He only is matir things that were in the chatzer from before Shabbat. So therefore, he says, when am I matir from chatzer to chatzer? Davka shelo irbu. Davka that in that chatzer, they did not make an eruv. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that the items that are in the chatzer came from the homes, because it's forbidden. Ah, but in the case where they did make an eruv, where the assumption has to be that what? That the goods came from the house into the chatzer. Now, while it's permissible to go from the house to the chatzer, but you can't move those items from chatzer number one to chatzer number two, there to be Shimon is osir. So let's read that inside again. Vehu shelo irbu. This is only talking about where the chatzerot did not make erubin for themselves, and therefore it's forbidden to carry from the bayit to the chatzer. Aval, however, erbu. But if the chatzerot themselves made an eruv for themselves, gazrinan. Why? What's the gazirah? Dilma atel apuke mani debatim. Maybe you're going to take out the kedim from the bayit to the Hatser, meaning to the other Hatser. Ushmuel Amar, that's Rav's opinion. Shmuel comes along and says, Ben Irbu, Ben Lo Irbu. Doesn't matter. Whether they made an Eruv, or they didn't make an Eruv, it's mutar to go from one Hatser to the other Hatser. We don't make this Gezira. Vechen Amar of Yohanan, Yohanan also said, Halacha Kirbi Shimon, Ben Irbu, Uben Lo Irbu. Doesn't matter. Now the Gemara concludes its proof. Alma, what do you see from Rabbi Yohanan? Shelo alma lo gazlinan. You see what? That he does not make a gezerah. Because he allows, even in the case where an eruv was made, he still allows to carry kelim from one chatzir to the other. Lo gazlinan dilma atela pukemane batim nechatzir. Hachaname. So here also, in the case where you have a mavui, and on one side you have a chatzer with a house, and on the other side you have a churba, you have a dilapidated house, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and we're saying, well, you can adjust the mavui, lo gazina dilma atela puke mane de chatzer le churba. While it would be permissible to carry from the chatzer where the house is into the mavui, but you would not be allowed to carry from the mavui subsequently into the churba, because the fellow in the churba, somebody owns it. You did not make a shituf. You did not make a shituf with that guy. All you did is allow yourself to make an adjustment in the mavui to allow you who are living in the chatzir to carry from your house to the chatzir into the mavui. But you're not allowed to carry in the churba itself, because again, he did not make a shituf with that owner of the churba. So therefore, the chidush is what? That we see that Yohanan does not make a gezerah. Because if he would make a gezerah, we'd say it's forbidden to even carry in the mavui, lest you go carry into the churba that is on the other side. But for the fact that we see that Yohanan holds, we do not make gezerot, like we saw in the case of Rabbi Shimon, ben erbu, ben shelo erbu, the items that are in the chatzir are permissible, we don't make a gezerah, so to over here, we're not going to make a gezerah. Now, the Mefarshim point out that even though the churba itself, nobody's living in there, meaning nobody's eating in there, nobody's sleeping in there, it's not osir the mavui. The mavui still can be adjusted. However, since the baal churba, there's an owner, and he did not mishtatef in the chatzir itself, it would be asur to go from his chatzir into the churba, because it's considered a reshut b'fne atzma. And we see what? The fact that Rabbi Yohanan allows you to go into your chatzir and into the mavui, and he's not concerned that you might continue walking into the churba and carrying, so you see, he does not make this gezerah. Comes the Gemara now and continues. Gemara says, Yativ Rabruna. Rabruna was sitting. The Kamal Lehashmata. And he said this halakha in the name of Shmuel. Again, let's review Shmuel's deen. You have chatzir in a house, open to a mavui, On the other side, you just have one house. That's also open up to the Mavui. Adjustment, Lechay and Korah on the Mavui. That's open up to the Shut Rabim. And you can carry in the Mavui. So it says, V'kama la'ashmata. He was sitting and he said, the Falakav Shemuel. Amal Rabbi El-Hazar. So Rabbi El-Hazar told Rabruna, Bar Berav. He told him, Tamid Yeshiva, meaning student of the yeshiva. Amar Shmuel Hache? Did Shmuel really say this? So Amar Le, so Rabbi Huna says, In. Yeah, he said it. Amar Le, so Rabbi Hazar says, Ahveli Ushbizeh. Show me where he's staying. You know where Shmuel is lodging? I want to know where he's staying. Ahvele. So Rabbi Huna showed him where he's staying. Because Rabbi Elazar wanted to ask him directly. He couldn't believe it. He said, Rabbi Huna was sitting in the yeshiva one day. He said, Shmuel says, one chatzer, one house. Rabbi Elazar says, what? Did Shmuel really say such a thing? Tell me where he's staying. I got to go there and ask him, you know, face to face. Okay. He showed him. Atalika mid Shmuel. So he came to front of Shmuel. Amar le. Amar mor hache. So he tells him, did you really say such a thing? Amar le. Im. He told him, yeah, I said it. So the Gemara says, Veha mor hu de amar. Elanu bi'erubin ela kilshon mishnatenu. So Rabbi, you yourself are the one that made a statement that when it comes to the laws of erubin, we're very precise in following the lashon and the words of the Mishnah. And what does it say in the Mishnah regarding erubin? Shamavui lahatzerot kehatzer lebatim. We learned in our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, that the relationship between a Mavui to Chatzerot is the same relationship between a Chatzer to the house. Now, if we're precise in reading the Mishnah, it says, Mavui laChatzerot. Chatzerot is plural. And you're the one that said, when it comes to Erubin, you go according to the Lashon of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah's mashma that you need to have at least two Chatzerot. So Shmuel, how could you make a statement that says that one Chatzer is enough to be opened to the Mavui? The Gemara says, Ishtik. Shmuel could not answer the question. He was silenced. So now the Gemara wants to say, which means, is his silence a sign of acceptance? Meaning he accepted Rabbi Elazar's challenge and therefore he retracted. Or no? Or maybe he still, holds what he holds for whatever reason. So the Gemara says, Tashema, come, I'll prove it to you. That what? That Shmuel did not retract. That even though he kept silent, but he still held what he held. Why? Because we have a story. There was a certain Mavui, Ma'ali. Da'ava da'ir be ivut bar ihi. That you had a fellow living in the Chatzer. Oh, actually, you had a house, and the house belonged to a fellow called Ivut Bar Ihi. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us as well that there was a Bet Knesset. There was a synagogue that was also opened into the Mavui, and that synagogue had a residence inside. And therefore, you had a situation of Bet Knesset, that's one Bet Dira. You have the Hatzer with the Ihu, or what's his name? Ibut Bar Ihi, living in it. And now they wanted to know, can they matir this Mavui? It's exactly what Shmuel originally held. Chatzer with a bayit, Bet Knesset, Mavui in between. So they wanted to know now, can they adjust it? Avad le lechia. They put a lechi, Ibut put a lechi in the Mavui. Veshara le Shmuel. And Shmuel told him, okay. Mutar, no problem. So what do you see? You see over here that Shmuel didn't retract. He held, obviously, one chatzer, opened up to a mavui with a bayit on the other side, is okay. Yeah. Story continues. Atar Avanan. Avanan came along, shadyeh. He knocked down the lehi. He wasn't happy with it. So the Gemara says, Amar. So Ivut, that was living there. Ivut says, Mevo'ah didayarna be he says, a mavui that I'm living in, ve'atena mishemed demor Shemuel, and I came to put a lechin in with the confirmation and the acceptance of Mor Shemuel. Niti Rav Anan Bar Rav. Now Rav Anan Bar Rav is going to come along, v'nishdiye min, and he's going to take it from us. Which means Ivut was upset. He said, what kind of business this is? I asked Shemuel before I put up the lechi. He was matirid. Now this Rabbi Rav Anan comes along and he knocks it down. So Ivut was offended. He said, what kind of business is over here? I got a heter from Shemuel, and now this Rabbi comes along and knocks down my lechi. Anyway, shma me now. What do you learn from the story? Lo kibla mineh. That Avi Shmuel did not accept the challenge that the Bil Azar asked him. Which means still you see he was matir. I have to say that it was after, obviously. Right? We don't have... that's the assumption. That the Gemara knew that this was after the event of the Bil Azar. Otherwise, you're right. I'll say it happened before and no proof. Huh? So in any event, after Shemuel died, Rav Anan came in and took it apart. So there has to be the end of Shemuel's life. Very good. That's correct. Comes the Gemara and says, Le'olam emala kibla mine. Really, from the story, I have no proof. I can say really Shemuel retracted. And in this case, so the reason why Shemuel was matir the mavui with a lechi or a korah is because hazana udaba achil nama bebete, which means besides the official residence of the synagogue, the shamosh of the synagogue also had residency in another room, another house, let's say, attached to the synagogue. So technically, the synagogue was considered two dwellings. Now, if the Gemara is going out of its way to tell us there were two dwellings on that side, the Hachamim, the Ishonim point out, that must have been where Ifut lived, in his Hatzer, you also had another dwelling besides him. So technically, you had a Hatzer with two houses, opened up to a mavui. On the other side, you had a bet knesset that was considered two residents. The official residency, whoever was living in that bet knesset, plus the shamosh, who also had a residency over there. The ater, Gemara says, bayit bebek nishta. He would eat somewhere else, but he would actually sleep in the synagogue area, the shamosh. And therefore, the bet knesset is considered as two areas. Okay? Now, what happened? After Shemuel died, the Shamosh moved away. He stopped sleeping in that area. Oh, so Rav Anan came along and said, now you cannot consider it anymore as two houses, because the Shamosh doesn't sleep there. So he went and he knocked it down. Because now he says, even Shemuel would not be matir, what he was matir earlier. So the Gemara wants to know, fine. But what was Ifu thinking? His Ibu came along and said, after Rav Hanan knocked it down, he says, I understand, I got a heter from Shemuel. And now this rabbi knocks it down? What do you mean? Didn't you understand that the Shemosh moved away? So the Gemara says, the Ivut bar Ihi, Savar, he thought, Mekom Pitagarim. He thought that, according to Shemuel, the main thing that establishes residency is makom pita, is if people eat there. Now, once he told us makom pita garim, that means when he saw that the shamosh, he never ate in that residence. He always would eat somewhere else. He only slept there. But he yelled that obviously it's got nothing to do with that second resident, because makom pita is gurim. And since he's not eating there, so obviously this house doesn't mean anything according to Shemuel. And still he was matir with a lechi korah. So must be what? It's because he owns, all you need is one house and one chatzir with a house to matir the mavui. That second residency, Ivud Bar'i, he did not even pay attention to. Because he said, Shemuel doesn't reckon with this. The Shemuel doesn't eat there. And therefore this is not even considered anything to him. So therefore he held one and one is enough. And therefore, when the Rav Anan came along, knocked it down, he said, That Gemara is going to say that. That was his mistake. That was his mistake. Because we learned yesterday that Shmuel holds really what? Nakom Nina is the key. They're saying that was Ivut's mistake. Right. He thought that Shmuel held Nakom Pitagorim. So therefore he said, Makom Pita, well, where's the Makom Pita over here? The Shemot wasn't eating in that house, he was just sleeping in that house. Oh, so obviously that house of the Bet Knesset is not considered a residency at all. So therefore, he held what? I have my house in the Hatzid, even if you want to say there was two houses over there, and it's open up to a Mavui with one house on the other side, that's fine. So the Gemara says his mistake was what? That what? Ushmuel letame, but Shmuel was following his own reasoning, the Amar Makom Lina Garim. And we learned yesterday that to make a residence, it's got to be where he is sleeping. And therefore, so long as the Shemot was sleeping in the synagogue, it was considered a second resident. What? That's why Shmuel allowed you to put Lechayikura, because he retracted from his original Shita, based on the question of Rabbi Elazar. So now, when he died, the Shemot left. He was not eating, not sleeping there. So therefore, Rav Hanan said, Shmuel, there's not matiris over here. Just because you have a house over there that people might eat, that doesn't mean anything. You need him to sleep there. So he broke down the Lehi and the Korah. Comes the Gemara and continues with two more cases. Amar of Yehuda. Amar Rav. We have pictures for the next two cases. Mavui, shetzido echad oved kochavim, vetzido echad Yisrael. You have a Mavui. On one side, you have a chatzir with a goy living in it, and on the other side you have Jewish dwellers. Okay, let's look at our books. Now we picture number 241. All right, you see over here, looks like a mosque that the goy is living in. Okay, and then it's opened up to a mavui. Right, on the other side you have a chatzir. Okay, yeah. Well, you actually have a few dwellings in there. They're giving you an aerial view so you can just see it. You have actually three dwellers, right? And there's access to each one of these dwellers over here through a halon, through the windows that you see they can actually access themselves. Okay, in your art scrolls, you also have a picture to this. You have three homes, right, in the chatzer. Now, the point of this picture is only one of the homes is flush to the mavui. The back two homes are flush to the reshut rabim. Okay? So basically what you have is a goy opening to the mavui and one Jewish resident open to the mavui. Now, right, two chatzers, a house open to the mavui of a goy, a house of the Jew opened up to the mavui, with two back houses that only have access really, technically, through windows to the chatzer of the Jew, and on the other side they open up to the reshut harabim. So let's see the din now. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavui, shitzido echad oved kochavim. One side it has a goy. Vitzido echad Yisrael. On the other side of the mavui, it has a Yisrael, and as we're explaining, with two houses open behind it, and it's access through windows, in Me'arvin Oto, you cannot make a Shituf in this Mavui, Derech Halonot, meaning through the windows, which means to make, let's say, an Eruv Hatzerot first, meaning maybe we'll let this group of Jews make Eruv Chatzerot amongst themselves, and then make a Shituf in order to carry in the Mavui. No, we do not allow that. Latiro Derech Petachim La Mavui. Which means, once you make a Eruv Chatzerot with these, once you make an Eruv Chatzerot with these guys, then the two back guys technically can have access to the Mavui. But if you don't let them be part of the Shituf, then they would not have access to the Mavui. So Rav's din was, you do not include them. These guys, the back guys, are not included to be part of the Shituf to carry in the Mavui. The Gemara will explain why. Now again, the only Hav Amina what I think we would allow them is because since there's access through windows, so technically you can really join all these guys as one Chatzer. But still the Gemara is going to tell you that what? We do not make an Eruv for them to carry the Mavui. In order to allow them to carry their things into the Mavui. Second case. Amar Abayin Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rav. Afilu behatzer. Same thing applies even in one chatzer. That would be picture number 242. See, in this case over here, take out the mavui. You just have same configuration. Goy on one side opens to a chatzer. Jew on the other side opens to a chatzer with two homes behind it. Right? So you cannot participate in to make everybody permissible to carry in this chatzer. Okay? Now again, it obviously has to be spoken out that the only way in all these cases regarding the goy, you'd have to rent it. Right? Like we learned early in the... no, for a goy, you always have to lease it from him. There's no other option. There's no bitul reshut and all that. You have to... I'm explaining to you. Even if you leased it from the goy, it's not going to help you in this case. But the obvious, I'm just speaking out to you that the only way it would be permissible would be is if these guys themselves would make a eruv amongst themselves, the Jews, they'd lease from the goy, then everybody would be permissible to carry in the chatzer. The Gemara is saying you can't do that. We're not letting you lease from the goy, and for that matter, we're not letting the back two guys join in. So technically we're leaving the outside guy, you know, just stuck with the goy together, sharing a spot, and nobody else can join with him. Now why are we doing this? The Gemara is going to explain. So again, let's read again. Amale, we will see, the Gemara will explain. Gemara is going to explain. Amale, I go back. Amale Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rab afilu b'chatzer. Did Rav say this deen, even regarding to a chatzer? Amale'im. He told them, yes indeed. It's the same law. So Gemara says like this. De'i lo amar mai. So he comes along and he asks me a question. Did he say it by a chatzer? Why are you assuming that he said it by a chatzer? And if he didn't say it by a chatzer, if he only said it by a mavui, what's the haluk? Why would you think there's a difference? You have to ask the question. So the Gemara says, no. I can make a very good haluk. I can say it like this. Havamina, I would say it like this. Ta'ama de Rav. The logic of Rav. The reason why is osir, the Jewish homes, to be part of the eruv, mishum de kasavar en mavui nitar belechi vekora al chiyu batim vachatzerot petuchim letocho, which means I can tell you, Rav is going according to the opinion that says that a mavui cannot have a lechi or a kora until you have two chatzerot with two batim that are in each chaser. Now in this case, in one of the chaserot, you have a goy. Now we know a dira of a nochri is not considered a dira. That's for his residence, exactly. His residency is not considered a residency. And therefore, you just have one chaser, meaning of the Jew, that's opened up to the mavui. And therefore, Rav will say, in that case, by mavui, that's why he didn't allow to make a shituf, because it doesn't have the minimum requirements in order to matir a mavui, which is what? Two chatzerot with two batim. However, maybe that's only regarding a mavui. But a chatzer, there's no din like that. As long as you have one chatzer, right in the middle, and you have Jews on one side and go on the other side, what's the problem? Rent from the goy, and now let these guys make a eruv amongst themselves, and they should be able to carry in the chatzer. So that's why he asked the question. That's why Abayir said, is the deen similar by a chatzer as well? Or maybe he only said it by mavui. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, and he says, or Rabbi Yosef said, what's the chinuk? It's not the chinuk. That by a chatzer, there is no problem to join together, because you can always rent from the goy on the other side, rent this property, and now everybody else in that chatzer can make a shituf amongst themselves to the windows, and then carry the chatzer. But by a mavui, it's different. You don't have the minimum. So the Gemara has to hold it. So that means, Rav's hidush was to tell me just that. That a mavui cannot be adjusted unless you have two chatzerot. No, he taught that to us already. So the Gemara says, Abi is continuing. Vitarte lamali.
Why would Rav have to teach me this law twice?
So the Gemara says, no, Sirika, I'll tell you why I had to teach it to me twice. De'imehai,
because if it was just based on his first statement, where he said, you have to have two chatzerot, the two houses, and each one, havamina, I would have said, dirat oved kochavim, shemedira.
Like, I would have said like this. When do we say that the dira of a goy is not considered a residency? That's already, maybe I'll say that for this we consider it a residency to be mekil. Which means, in order to allow a lechi and a korah in the mavui, so maybe I'd say, you know what, for this I'll consider the dira of a goy as a dira. And therefore, he had to give me that statement and said, no, even a dira of a goy in a chatzer, it's not considered a dira, therefore you don't have a two chatzerot, therefore it's not going to be good. Kamash ma'alan, that what? The dira tovet kuchavim, lo sheme dira, even lachmir. Which means I'm not going to just say lachel, to be lenient, but even to be stringent, I'm not going to. Therefore you have to tell me the case of the goy. Oh, the imeacha. And if you just told it to me by the case of the goy, have amina lo yedarna batim kama. I would say, I do not know how many houses you need in order to matir a mavui. Kamash ma'alan batim tre. That's where he had to make his first statement. His first statement was what? Batim lahaserot. Which teaches me what? That you need not only two chatzerot, but you need homes, meaning at least minimum two homes in each chatzer. I mean, if you only tell me the case of the goy, so all you taught me is chedush, dirat goy lashem edira. But I don't know if it was a dira, what's the minimum amount of houses? Yes. It sounds like all you need would be is one, because that's all you had in the goy situation. That's why I had to say the first statement of what? Batim lachatzerot. To teach me that a mavui is only nitar when you have homes and hatzer, meaning at least two in each one. So now we go back to the question. Let's review the story here now. The Gemara said like this. Rav made two laws. Goy and a chatzer on one side, three Jews on the other side. One is flush with the goy, the two are flush on the other side to the Rishut Rabbim. Can't make a shituf, meaning we do not allow all three to join together, Jews, in order for them to carry in the mavui. Nor do we allow them to join together to carry in the chatzer. So, Abaye came along and said, that what? Originally, Rav made a statement only by a mavui. So he asked Abaye to Rav Yosef, also by chatzer this applies? Rav Yosef says, yes, indeed. And anyway, what were you thinking? No. I was thinking could be a chiluk between a mavui and a chatzer. I mean, maybe why the mavui doesn't work is because you need two chatzerot and two houses for an adjustment. But in a chatzer you don't. So maybe a chatzer it's permissible. So then, side point. Say, and how do I even think that? Why would I have to say the same deen twice? Because I was thinking he needed to say it twice to teach me what? That number one, you might have thought that the dira of a goy is considered a dira in this case, they consider it a chatzer. And I needed the other statement to teach me how many homes minimally you need, meaning you need two homes in the chatzer. Okay, fine, that's what Rabbi was thinking, but it doesn't matter what he was thinking. The ma'aseh, Rav said his deen even by a chatzer, that it is forbidden for them to make a shituf to carry in the chatzer and rent the goy's property. The question is why? So the Gemara says, Hashtadamar Rav afilu chatzer, but now that Rav said his deen even by the chatzer, tamad de Rav, you know what the reason of Rav is? The kasabar asur la asot yaqid bimkom oved kochavim, which means we do not want to encourage a person to live with a goy. On the contrary, we'd rather this guy that's living parallel to the goy, we want him to move. We don't want him to learn from his ways. Now, by letting these three Jews make a eruv, you're giving him now more comfort to live next to the goy. Why? Because now everybody has access to that mavui. Everybody has access to that hatzir. Because they can go to the window. Again, for a hatzir, you don't need two houses or two or that. For a hatzir, if they all join together, right? No. Really, Rav holds could be... we'll get to the Rav in a second. For the Chatzir, he's telling you, all joined together, what's going to end up happening? Oh, now they can all carry in the Chatzir. Now, what happens? The Jew that's living right across from the Goy, he's comfortable. I'm not alone anymore. Already I can carry with other people. I'm not alone. But if you don't allow them to join, what happens now? He's secluded now. You secluded him with the Goy alone. What are you hoping he's going to do? He'll open move. Which means it's all in order to stop the Jew from living with the goy. We don't want it to learn from his ways. Now, the only question is how are you going to explain this lenyan de mavui? Which means the reason of the mavui has got nothing to do with learning from the goy, because you do not have any way to hatserot and two matim. So therefore, for the mavui aspect of it, it's asur regardless. What does the Gemara mean that the reason is now asur asur tachibim kom oved kochavim? That only explains hatser. How's explained mavui?
Because they can still use the
mavui,
they just need
to pass out ba'ah. Let's see how we answer this question. So in any event, they ask this question, the shonim, because Rav holds that really dirat nochri is not considered a dira. Right? So if it's not considered a dira, and Rav says in ma'arvin oto derech halonot atro derech betachim, so therefore, what was the Avamina that you can make such an eruv to matili mavui? So the Mefashim explain, Shemikol makom, exactly what Adam said, it would be permissible for them to carry to the mavui through a pas arba'a or shte lehayayim, or to put two lehayayim, which means even if you want to say that we're going to be strict, they're going to give them mavui yedin of a chatzir. Jesus, we're going to have a strictness over here. Let's review the laws here for a second. When we say that we're not matir with a lecha yokora, then you need a bigger adjustment. You need a two lechis, or you need a pas arba'a. So the chidush of Rav over here is that even with the pas arba'a, I'm not going to matir this. Why? Because I don't want the Jew to be encouraged to live with the goy. Because otherwise I would say like this. I would say, you know what? I would say, no, we have a goy on one side. His dira is not a dira. Okay. You have the Jews on the other side. So technically, there's no difference mavui anyway. No. Maybe let them go to the mavui area, put a pas arba'a. So now at least the Jews can go carry in the mavui area. Kamash ma'lan, no. You know why? Because we don't want to make it comfortable for this one Jew to be able to walk in this hatzir with other Jews. Now that they cannot join, Pasar Ba is a board that's at least 4 tefachim wide.
But the
Korah? It's bigger than a Korah. A Korah is a kotzil. No, you put it on the side of the door. It's like an extension to close it up. Oh. Instead of just putting a side post, which is more of a kevekir, right, it's a big lehi. And that's the only way to matir a chatzir. So therefore, Rav's coming along and say, still it's asur to make an aruf derech halonot, in order that he does not come to live with the goy. That's one of the answers of the Tosafot. Od yesh lomar, Tosafot gives another answer, that according to the truth, a dira v'nochri is really considered a dira in order to consider the mavui mutar to be with a lehi and a korah. And therefore the only issue is going to be is because you don't want to osir, you don't want the Jew to be comfortable with the goy, which is in truth, you really do consider the dira of a goy as a dira. And therefore technically it's two hatzerot. Now you have to say that there's another goy living there as well. Otherwise, you're right, you don't have two and two. In any event, let's review what comes out now according to this Gemara. Really, Rav was telling us a big chidush. Normally, when you have a chatzir, and you have Jews living together, the normal thing is, make an eruv amongst themselves, carrying the chatzir. Now, we've been talking about this case throughout the Masechet. The Hiddush of the Gemara today is, but if there's a goy on the other side, and the configuration is where it's a goy and a Jew that are directly open to the Hatzer, and the Jews are in the back of the other Jew, connected through windows, but they're really not to have access to the Hatzer, they really open up to the Shut Rabim, still, not to make Aruv Derech Halonot, which we normally say, and therefore they'll all be considered one, therefore they can all carry into the Hatzer. You know what? You can't. Because even though halakhically there should be no problem, but now you're encouraging the Jew to live next to a goy. We don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we want you to be alone. So what is Ben Chizzi going to do? He'll move. Same thing with the Mavui. In the Mavui, it's open up to a Mavui. Now, true, Lechi and Kola is not an option in this case. Because it's got to have two Hatzerot. Two houses in each one. Here you have a goy. A goy is not even considered a dina. Okay, so the Tosafot answers, you're right. But I would have said that maybe I should matir the mavui by putting a pas arba'a. Put a pas arba'a, meaning join the three Jews together. Join the three Jews together. Why not? I want to carry the mavui.
So put a pas arba'a with and one guy.
No,
it's not having two and three.
You have to. No, but these guys are connected.
But you're not
so that's the thing. Which means now we're leaving the Jew alone. So technically, the only option that he has is no. You're right, but he's not going to live there. He don't want to be alone with the goy in this area. You're keeping him. You're isolating him. That's the point. Yeah, you're isolating the guy. So I'm not going to matir you even pass arba'a, which normally that's the way I would do it in this case. Again, mavui is not an option according to Nav. It's not two and two. So what's the answer then? Join these three guys together, the Jews. Put a pas arba'a, it's like a chaser. The matir a chaser that has an opening to the shooter, you have to put a pas arba'a that everybody carry. Can't even do that. Why? Because we want the goy, the Jew to be uncomfortable, and therefore he will eventually move. Last Gemara, Amar of Yosef, he says, once you tell me that this is the reason, Hainu deshma'ana le'rabi tabla. He says, now I understand what the Rabbi Tabla was talking about. The Amar, he said, Oved kochavim, Oved kochavim, trezimne. He said some halakha, and he mentioned Oved kochavim twice. Ve'lo yadana, my Amar, I didn't know what he was saying. He says, but now that I'm listening to Rav's statement, now I know what Rav Tabla was saying. You know what he was saying? That whether the Oved kochavim is living in the course of a Hatzer, or the Oved Kohavim is living across from a Mavui, in both cases the Jew cannot mishtatef together with the other Jews in the back in order to make it uncomfortable so the other guy will leave. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. To all our listeners of the Daf HaYomi, to make Masechet Eruvin a little easier, we are using a Sefer called HaMa'or HaMevo'ar. It is put out by Me'orot Daf HaYomi. It is available in bookstores. It has a lot of different pictures of the different cases throughout the Masechet. And it goes according to the Dapim. So whenever we mention, and there's also a number next to each picture that goes out, goes throughout the Masechet. So whenever we mention a number of a picture, for example, see picture number 52, we're referring to picture number 52 in that book. So I would advise our listeners to get the Sif and follow along, just so you can know exactly the configuration of the situation that we are talking about, the Skula Mitzvot.